Members, please vote. Signify their presence. All members have voted. Will the secretary close the roll?
The roll shows all members present this morning.
We please stand for the invocation.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to thee in the name of thy well-beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We acknowledge that thou art the creator and sustainer of this universe. Therefore, we thank you for life and health and breath and strength and soundness of mind this day. We acknowledge that thou art the giver of every good gift. We know that you grant your rain and your sunshine upon the just as well as upon the unjust. Lord, our prayer this morning is that all that we do and all that we say this day might reflect the same wisdom and understanding that you have. Grant it, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Secretary, certify his correctness to the Daily Journal.
As to the correctness of the journals for the 128th, 129th, and 127th legislative days. Oh, I'm sorry, the 110th, 111th, and 112th legislative days.
It's that time of year. Mr. Majority Leader.
Some of the members are still catching their breath. Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 110th, 111th, 112th legislative days be approved and certified.
Without objection, it is so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Do we have messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee considered sponsor substitutes for Senate Joint Resolution Number 61, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to appropriations and creating an investment fund, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title. Senator Rohde, chairman, signed do pass. Senator Ray signed do not pass while Section 26 is included. Senator Anderson signed do not pass unless Section 26 is deleted. And Senator Parr signed no recommendation. SJR 61 has no further referral.
To the Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 121, authorizing credited service under the Public Employees Retirement System, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, a new fiscal note, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Sturgiluski, Stimson, and Eliason. Senator Ferguson and Senator Dank were signed no recommendation. SB 121 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considers Senate Bill Number 794, establishing certain areas as units of the State Marines Park System, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title, a zero fiscal note, and do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sturgiluski, Eliason, Ferguson, and Dankworth. SB 794 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 146, Finance, payment procedures on certain public contracts, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Dankworth, and Eliason. Senator Sturgiluski signed no recommendation. House Bill 146 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 174, Finance, relating to aid to families with dependent children, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title and be calendared on May 4. Senator Kelly, chairman, signed to calendar. Senator Ziegler and Curtula signed no recommendation. This will appear on the May 4 calendar. The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 194, Hess, amended, prisoner employment and correctional industries, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute, that the Judiciary Senate Committee substitute be adopted with a new fiscal note. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, signed no recommendation. Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. Senators Sturgiluski, Ferguson, and Dankworth signed do pass. House Bill 194 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 206, Judiciary, termination of rental agreements of mobile home park dwellers and tenants, and recommends it be placed on the May 3rd supplemental calendar with an amendment. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Ferguson.
This does... Secretary of the Senate, the supplemental calendar is moot this time. You can read that tomorrow. I'll read that before the rules turn.
Okay. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 252, Grants for Water Supply, Sewerage, and Solid Waste Facilities, and recommends it be placed on the May 3rd calendar with the Finance Committee substitute. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Ferguson. This does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There are no resolutions or bills. It takes us to the daily calendar. We expect to have a continuation of the negotiation with the House so that we can get the priorities of both bodies to the floor. For a series of reasons, we didn't show enough progress over the weekend. We hope to have a very busy calendar tomorrow. You may proceed, Secretary.
Senate Bill Number 252 by Senators Curtula and Kelly, an act relating to grants for water supply, sewerage, and solid waste facilities and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass with a new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Stimson, Eliason, and Ferguson. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be adopted.
Without objection, sorry. Will the Secretary read the Finance Committee substitute?
CS for Senate Bill Number 252, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to grants for water supply, sewerage, and solid waste facilities, and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, the Finance Committee substitute changes the amount of grants from 50 to 70%. Also on the second page, allows for cost of replacing obsolete facilities and for normal repairs. The July 1, 1982 date is for this fiscal year. I'd recommend passage.
Senator Rohde, can you move it to third reading?
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 252 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Objection. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 252, Finance, an act relating to grants for water supply, sewerage, and solid waste facilities, and providing for an effective date.
Bill's before you for discussion and debate. Ready for the question? The question is, you have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, a question to the sponsor or to the Finance Committee. Does this make eligible, it says public water supply, public utilities, et cetera. Does that make eligible those areas that are servicing service areas within municipalities or boroughs?
Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, yes. The answer to that question would be yes. Any public facility within a service area is considered to be an extension of the borough and therefore would be eligible.
The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 252 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change the vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 absent.
Senate Bill 252 has passed the Senate, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Objection, so ordered. The effective date clause has been adopted. Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 777 and 885 be returned to the Rules Committee. There's two committee substitutes that are being prepared, and we haven't received them yet.
Without objection. Those bills will go to the Rules Committee. They will be back before us shortly. Takes us to unfinished business. Are there items under unfinished business this morning? Announcement of committee meetings. Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Butrovich Room. The bills are posted on the board. Also, the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 666, the loan programs, will be at 4 o'clock in the Senate Finance Committee Room.
Senator Parr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Hess Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon in the Barron's Building Committee Room. We have Senate Bill 112, which is a bill changing the legal drinking age.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, Commerce and Labor will be meeting at 3 p.m. this afternoon. The bills have been posted.
Senator Fahrenkamp?
Mr. President, Resources Committee will be meeting at 1:30 in Belts. We're taking up HB 2 relating to land.
Takes us to items under special orders. Are there items under special orders this Monday morning? Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, there's no further business to come before the Senate. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senate's adjourned.